forsake me and you get away from me, he said, I'm going to come and root you up out of your land and scatter you among the nations. And then you could say, Lord, you did just what you said you were going to do. You confirmed your word by breaking that Mosaic law. God did exactly what he said. And I believe God says, I believe God's word is still true. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. I believe it's still the word of God. And all of us this morning are planting a garden. What's in your garden this morning? Potatoes? Carrots? Grub? What's in your garden? Amen. Weeds? All those plantings. Well, preacher, I just won't do anything. Well, you don't have to. Ask brother. Me and Brother Daniel talked about this. Man, I'm learning a lot about this over here. Just leave it alone for a while, man. It'll just still grow. You ever notice that? Turn over some ground and walk away for months and go back to it. Man, it's all covered up again. Just do nothing and that grows too. Amen. I just do nothing. That'll grow. Well, I just won't learn. That'll grow. I just won't read the word of God. That'll grow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man planteth, whatever he soweth, he's going to prosper. Amen. Whatever seed, amen. It's a marvelous, earth is a marvelous thing, ain't it? I've been Brother Daniel talking about this yesterday as we were driving along. Marvelous thing. And it's a wonderful man. God made the earth. You just put a seed in it and it grows. Just plant something. Plant a piece of corn. God bring rain and water it and it grows. It's amazing to me. It really is. Plant a flower, amen. And it grows. Just put it in the earth. And me and Brother Daniel, I don't know much about agriculture either, man. I've never been a farmer, but I got some Bible sense, amen, that you're supposed to rotate the land and not get all the nutrients out of it. I've learned that much about it. Why? Because God said it, amen. I'm going on. Amen. I say we find that they had rejected the voice of the Lord. They had refused the voice of the Lord. And then they had remembered, amen, the Mosaic law. They remember it. And then thirdly, and I'll try to come to a close. But friend, let me just say this to you. Judgment day is coming one day. And our God is in charge in the affairs of man. He's interested still in our nation. And oh, that we had a nation, amen, that would honor God again. Honor God in our laws, in our government, in our schools. No Bible in school. Don't want people praying in school. And can I go on? We have warped our minds with perversion. Men with men and women with women. We warped our mind. And God says adultery is wrong and fornication is wrong. And they say, oh, they wink at it and expect it to come out right. It don't come out right. Man, you can't put that cake in the oven. I don't know much about baking either. I'm telling you, I plead guilty. But I know if you ain't got all the ingredients there, it ain't coming out right, amen. It may come out for a while, but it won't last long. It's just flop like a little flat piece of dough. I'm saying that God has designed some things, and America, our nation, it's praying time to pray for our nation. Now, lastly, I've got to pull up and stop here, but I want to show you something. And this, if you didn't get anything else, get this, please, please. Notice verse 15 with me through verse 19. Daniel cries for the Lord to have mercy upon the nation. But he has something here that I thought was just a wonderful thing. Notice verse 17, and I'm going to come back to it. He has a plea here in verse 17 and 19. He desires that the honor of God be seen. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for our sake. No, for the Lord's sake. You see, he's saying, Lord, shine again upon the sanctuary. Not for our sake, but for thy sake. For thy own honor, Lord, do it again. Notice verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own. See, for thy own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Daniel saying in his prayer, Lord, forgive us for your own honor, for your own mercy. He said, Lord, do it just for yourself. Do it for us. And I don't know about you, man. I think, Lord, I have a church, amen, where the power of God is resting upon it. Not the building, but the people. We need a church in America. We need revival today where the power of God is resting upon the church, amen. And our nation know it, amen. And our world know it, amen. Resting upon the church. I don't know. I have heard of shooting back in the old days. I remember there was a preacher that killed a man. But here a couple of weeks we find Atlanta where a man walked in and killed somebody in the church house, the sanctified, the separated place. I say, folks, Daniel wanted to see the mercy of God. Notice something else, and I'll try to pull up here. I see something else here in verse 16. He talks about God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. In verse 16 of the passage, he says here about God's faith. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sin and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. He's saying, Lord, thy character is at stake. God, who you are is at stake. Your people, Lord, is suffering. And I say, America, great country. Great country, still a great country. And I believe God has churches like this church and other churches today that are preaching the truth and heralding the Word of God and propagating the Word of God. And I believe they too ought to be praying. It's praying time, dear Christian friend, this morning. You ought to pray. This week, you ought to pray. Pray for God's will to be done. Not my will, but thy will. That's what Jesus said. Lord, remove the cup, but not my will, but that thy will be done. Do we want God's will? Or do we want our will? This next election, whose will do we want? God's will or our will? Man's will or God's will? We ought to pray in that stead that God's will would be done. The great answer to prayer is God honoring. Daniel said he desires that whatever you do, Lord, that you be honored for it. Not man honoring, but God honoring. Daniel prayed for a change to the glory and honor of God. James tells us, let us draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to us. Cleanse your hand, ye sinner, ye double-minded. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask that you may consume it upon your own lust. Man, I'll tell you what, money and power.